USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Surgeon General Jerome Adams called on U.S. governors who have not yet issued statewide stay-at-home orders to combat the spread of coronavirus to give the U.S. at least a week of restrictions as health officials warn of accelerating rates of infections and deaths.
It's going to be the hardest moment for many Americans in their entire lives. We want to flatten that curve and get through to the other side. Everyone needs to do their part. 90% of Americans are doing their part, even in the states where they haven't had a shelter in place. But if you can't give us 30 days, governors, give us a week. Give us what you can so that we don't overwhelm our healthcare systems.
Adams on NBC's Meet the Press stopped short of calling for a national stay-at-home order, adding that governors are highly protective of their ability to determine what's best for their own citizens. This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Attorney General William Barr ordered the Bureau of Prisons to increase the use of home confinement and expedite the release of eligible high-risk inmates at three federal prisons where the coronavirus cases have skyrocketed. Officials were told to give the highest priorities to inmates who are being held at FCC Oakdale in Louisiana, FCI Elkton in Ohio, and FCI Danbury in Connecticut. 91 inmates and 50 staff members have tested positive for coronavirus at federal correctional institutions across the U.S. National retail powerhouse Walmart will now limit the number of customers allowed inside its stores and launch new efforts to keep shoppers only moving one direction. Only 5 customers per 1,000 square feet can enter a Walmart, which will be about 20% of each locale's listed capacity. And many stores next week, markers will be put down to direct shoppers on one-way foot traffic, so more customers can avoid coming into close contact with each other as they shop. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Thousands of U.S. employers are tapping a key provision in the coronavirus relief package, and USA Radio's Chris Barnes has more.
U.S. small businesses have applied for over $5.4 billion in coronavirus relief loans. In a statement, Small Business Administration officials say more than 17,000 companies with 500 workers or less have applied through their local banks for those SBA-backed loans. It's designed to help companies meet payroll. It's part of the $2.2 trillion stimulus package signed by President Trump in late March. Companies that don't end up laying off or firing employees will then have that debt forgiven.
Pop singer Pink, who said she's recovering from COVID-19, announced via Twitter that she's donating $1 million to help healthcare professionals in the fight against coronavirus. Half will go to Philadelphia's Temple University Hospital Emergency Fund, and the other $500,000 will go to the Los Angeles Emergency Fund. Pink's mother worked at Temple for 18 years, according to the singer. Italy's efforts to combat coronavirus finally appear to be paying off, according to new data. Since instituting their nationwide lockdown on March 9th, the nation has finally seen a slowdown in its daily increase of total cases. In the run-up to March 9th, Italy saw a near-constant daily of increase of over 24%. Over the past 4 days, the daily average only went up around 4.2%, down from an average of 7.1% over the previous week. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.